Father, we thank you this morning. We give you honor. We exalt your name. We return all glory unto you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We honor you, Lord. We bless your name. For you are God, and you are God forevermore. Thank you, righteous Father. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. We return all glory unto your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name. We bow before you. We exalt you. And Father, this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 15th of January, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Honor him for his grace upon your life. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and declare over this day, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day, and I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, as I go today, the glory of the Lord is upon me. The light of God is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am not walking in the darkness of this day. In the name of Jesus, the light of God shine upon me. In the name of Jesus. Oh, he has said in his word concerning me, though darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord will arise upon me and his glory shall be seen upon me. The glory of the Lord is evident upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare my seat is not in the corners of darkness of this day. Oh, but I am seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. I declare the light of God shine upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the mercy of the Lord speak for me. In the name of Jesus, as I go today, the mercy of the Lord speak over my life. In the name of Jesus, oh, I receive mercy. I receive grace. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless me. The Lord bless the works of my hand. In the name of Jesus, oh, I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord. It is the Lord that teaches my hand to make profit. Today I make profit. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon that is put together against me shall prosper. Any weapon of the enemy that is targeted towards my life this day, it will not prosper. It will not stand. Any evil words that is spoken towards me, you are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I declare by the name of the Lord, I am the one that is ransomed by the blood of Jesus. I return and I give glory to the Lord. Today, as I appear before the Lord this morning, I go from strength to strength in the name of Jesus. Oh, grace is released upon me. In the name of Jesus, my labor today will not be in vain. My labor today will not be in the wrong direction. But the favor of the Lord is upon me, is upon the works of my hand. I enjoy the favor of the Lord this day. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless me abundantly. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to lift up our voice and pray for our beloved brethren that we have been praying for now in the past few days. I want you to appreciate the name of the Lord because the procedure went well. Even though the devil raised up his ugly head, but the Lord took control. So Father, we thank you, O Lord Jesus. We thank you for the success yesterday. And Lord, we are lifting up our voice. We are praying that let the oil of healing, let the balm of healing be released upon her in the name of Jesus. Oh, that the blood of Jesus will perfect that which is left in her body in the name of Jesus. Oh, let the Holy Spirit breathe in the breath of life in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, let it begin to replace, replenish, renew. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus just begin to replace what needs to be replaced, renew what needs to be renewed, replenish that which needs to be replenished in the name of Jesus. We stretch forth the hand of the healing of the Lord upon you in the name of Jesus. We declare that by the stripes of the Lord Jesus, you are healed in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Beloved, I want you to remember Nigeria in your prayer. Remember this nation in your prayer. Ask that the mercy of the Lord will be upon us in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want to remind you that today is the day for our 1 hour prayer program. It's an hour prayer program. We come together and we present ourselves before the Lord in prayer. The program starts by 12 noon, between 12 and 1 p.m. today at the same venue, Oluwadamlare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafu Arena, Long Songu, Eleyele Road. The Lord bless you as you decide to appear before the Lord in Zion in the name of Jesus. The program is going to be online. You can join us online as well. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Yesterday, by the grace of the Lord, we stepped a little forward on the word, go forward, a charge of faith. And I told you that if the Lord will permit us, we'll go forward a little bit by the grace of God. Our anchor text for today as well is still from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. I want you to hold on to this scripture. Let it come into your spirit and into your understanding. See it as a gateway in your walk with the Lord and in your work for the Lord. The scripture says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. I need you to understand this, that your walk with God and your work for God is by faith and not by sight. I said something yesterday as I was closing, and I want to add this to it this morning, that your life as a child of God, as a Christian, this season must move beyond faith in what you see. You must move the level of your Christian life from seeing before believing. And I said it yesterday categorically, that if all you do is to only believe what you see, and your life has always been that until I see before I believe in the glory of the Lord, let me tell you, dearly beloved, you cannot walk in the promises of God. You cannot walk with God. You will not be able to walk in the promises of God for you, and you will not be able to walk with God in perfection. The scripture says that whosoever must come to him must first of all believe that he is. You have to believe in God, believe in his existence, and that is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So if your life has always been on the theme of I need to see before I believe, dearly beloved, you will not be able to walk in the promises of God. And if you are not even careful, you may, I did not say you will not, you may not see the fulfillment of the glory of the Lord upon your life. You may not be able to see the fulfillment of his word in your life. I said this as well yesterday, that faith is beyond feeling, is above feeling. Faith is not an emotion, it's not something you feel. See, feeling an emotion disappears at a certain time, but as a child of God, one of the things that stays with you even beyond anybody around you is your faith. It is not a feeling, it is not an emotion, it is part of your life. As a matter of fact, is one thing that you must hold on to as a child of God. One thing that you must never lose as a child of God is faith in God. I need you to read the book of Romans chapter 4. You read from verse 7. You can read from verse 1. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him who he believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendant be. Now verse 19, and being not weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Verse 20, he did not waver at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was able to perform it. Faith in the Lord, not just by mouth, but by completely and absolutely trusting in the word that the Lord has given to you. If you read it in King James Version, that verse 20, the scripture says, "He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God." Now look at verse 21. I love the way King James Version placed it directly. He said, "And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform it." God is able to do that which he has promised in your life. All you have to do is to walk with him in faith and work for him in faith. It is beyond feeling, it is beyond an emotion. Your life must move beyond faith in what you see. You have to believe in God completely. Faith is complete and absolute dependency on God's word, believing without a doubt in your mind that which the Lord has spoken concerning you, he would definitely bring it to fulfillment. When you are fully persuaded in your trust in the Lord, trusting in his word and trusting in him absolutely, completely. Abraham believed in God's word to him, God's word for him, in making him the father of many nations, even when he had nothing to show for it. He was almost 100 years, and the scripture says about Sarah that it has ceased to be for Sarah like the custom of the woman. She has reached the age of menopause. Even she has gone past the age of menopause. But Abraham held on unto the word of the Lord concerning him. Let me say this as I close, and believing that by the grace of God, the Lord is going to allow us to go forward in this go forward, a charge of faith. Hold on firmly to the promises of God upon your life. Move with him in faith and trust in him absolutely. Stop second guessing the word of the Lord. Place his promises ahead of you. Always declare his promises as you live every morning. Even when things are not going in the direction that you are looking at, always see it in the eyes of faith, in the eyes of the word of the Lord. The scripture says, verse 21 of Romans chapter 4, "And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform it." Be persuaded this morning, dearly beloved, that which the Lord has promised you, he would do it. He would do it for you in your life in the name of Jesus. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me put the blessings of the Lord upon your life as he has commanded to do every morning. Numbers chapter 6 verse 24 to verse 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.